What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me, as always, back by popular demand, it's Red. How you doing, bud?
What's going on, dude?
Not a whole lot, man. People, you know the drill at this point. You check us out over at shittysong.show, where you get links to the social media feed, our merch, the Patreon. Leave us a voicemail at 910-370-1604 with all your shit song suggestions and reviews. Red, you have no idea how excited I am for this particular episode.
Yeah, I kind of stuck my foot in my mouth, Brandon.
Oh, you sure the fuck did.
Yeah, and I'm not happy about it. Like, I've been holding on to a song for a while now, and I just threw out the idea of doing international music, meaning, yep, you know, music from other countries. We do it a lot with Turch, you know, bringing Australian music and all that, but we haven't branched out in a while since Snurly Bookus.
That's so right, yep.
I figured, why not? You know what I mean? So, yeah, international music. But my song is bad, dude. Like, it's on a musical level, it's pretty bad, right? But
right,
the long game here, like, it's comical. You know what I mean? Like, it's good, bad. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of stuck my foot in my mouth. So I'm sure you're going to drop a bomb on me.
Yeah, you told me when we started this that you had Shitty Song of the Year. And therefore, I decided to go digging on this one. And thankfully, I was blessed with this song. I can't wait. It's so fucking unique. But you're going first on this one.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything about that. See, you had to bring that shit up. I wasn't going to mention the Shitty Song of the Year thing, okay? But anyway.
You said you were putting your foot in your mouth, and I was going to explain why.
Well, I was just going to leave it at that. But anyway, cat's out of the bag now. Yeah, I said my song was probably going to be Shitty Song of the Year, which, in hindsight, it's probably not, but it's one of those things where, you know, it's still a bad song. I still want to bring it to the show, but it's one of those where I really don't care if it wins. I just had to let you hear it kind of thing.
Right.
So what better platform to do that on than Shitty Song of the Week? So here I am.
Okay. So why don't we get into it a little bit? Tell me about what you got.
All right. Well, like I told you earlier, I've been holding on to this one for a couple months now. I found it on the social medias and all that kind of shit. But I found out this dude's got, you know, a whole career that extends back to like 2012 or something. This particular song that I'm getting ready to let you listen to has like 27 million hits on YouTube. So he's pretty popular. So this song is called It's My Life, Whatever I Wanna Do, by Indian pop sensation Venu Malish.
Oh, excellent. We're going Indian.
Yeah, and this was his breakout hit. Like, this was his first single that got him viral on YouTube and all this kind of shit. So to prepare for this, Brandon, I've listened to this song pretty much all fucking day, like on repeat, just to prepare and pick it apart. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I've come to one conclusion, and that is that this song is bad, like I told you earlier, but it's like a good bad. It's got like all the bad things in it. It's riddled with like broken English, auto-tune and reverb and bad synth and terrible transitions, a horrible mix down. You name it, this song's got it, but it's catchy and it's fucking comical as hell.
Okay.
And when I say comical, I'm talking Indian translation from Indian to English. And for some reason, I don't have a racist bone in my body, y'all, but Indian vernacular and pronunciation is just fucking hilarious to me. So, okay, so getting back to the song. Okay, so there's no traditional structure to this song at all. Like verse, chorus, verse, chorus, bridge, outro, whatever. There's no traditional, not one section of this song is the same. There's no hook. There's no repeat. It's so weird.
Excellent.
So the intro is not, it's not that bad, right? Like it's, it kind of sounds like Indian rock opera kind of.
Okay.
Which I'm into a little bit. The guitar track in it is kind of weird and washed out, but it still has that rock opera sound to it. So it has a female hype man that transitions the sections from one way to the other, like the parts of the song or whatever. And it's kind of funny and pointless. But the weird thing is, having said all that, this isn't even a song, Brandon.
Really?
Yeah. It's his life.
Bold move.
It's his life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this is Vanu Malish with It's My Life, Whatever I Want to Do. So here we go.
Hey, are you going to sing?
Yeah, but it's not a song. It's my life. It's my life. It's my life.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn. Shit's about to go down.
Dude, it's got a guitar solo in the intro.
I'm on board with this. Yeah, that's amazing. Do you like sing? God,
it,
damn,
it only gets
be
better,
great.
Dude. I swear to God, it only gets better.
I knew a massive part of the fun of this episode was gonna be the shit that's lost in translation between the languages.
Oh yeah, dude, this is riddled with it. This is riddled with it.
Yeah. Auto-tune.
So not a bad intro, right?
Dude, I fucking love that intro. It's amazing.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's overproduced like a motherfucker.
Oh, absolutely.
So bad. Like, these guys are sitting here, and I know you're watching the video. Like, these guys, they're acting like they are producing the greatest fucking song that's ever been written.
They might just be, Red. I haven't heard this yet, but so far, they're on the right track.
You'll see as this song progresses, these guys in the studio putting this song together, man, they are into the shit. Like, they're pointing fingers, they're fucking clapping, they're raising the roof and shit. Like, it's amazing. They are literally producing, or think they're producing, one of the greatest fucking songs to ever been written. So yeah, here's where the hook of the song comes in, right?
Oh, my guess
it's not repeated or anything, but it's the name of the song. This is the part, obviously, like I said, that would have been the chorus of the song. Like, this is what should have been repeated, but get ready for the fucking chorus, dude, because it's gonna get repetitive.
Awesome.
It's my life, whatever I wanna do. It's my life, whatever I wanna go.
It sounds like, before we get any further into it, it sounds like an Indian version of Eiffel 65.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I get out of it. I'm waiting for him to dab-a-dee-dab-a-die on this fucking track. Oh, you son of a bitch. Okay, okay.
Not yet. Just wait a little bit. But yeah, almost. You almost hit it on the head. But keep going.
My life, I wanna love a home. It's my life, whatever I wanna talk. It's my life, wherever I wanna walk. It's my life, I wanna live a home.
It's my life, whom I wanna leave?
It's my life, whoever I want to leave.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it, dude. Like, the translation. The translation is ridiculous in this. They leave out very important words and sentences that breaks it up so bad.
But he's speaking English. It's not like he's speaking Hindi and all of a sudden the translation is off. He's speaking it in English.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I'm pretty sure he wrote this in Hindi, right?
Okay,
but
yeah.
But then whenever he wrote it and he puts it in English, this is just how it's translated. I don't think Hindi has these and ands and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how that right. works, but yeah. But this is
I
the
love
first...
the auto-tune in this, too.
Oh, dude, it's the worst auto-tune. I mean, auto-tune's bad in itself, but this is the worst kind of auto-tuning.
Right.
But this is the first dose of that female hype man that I was talking about. And this part of the song is where the Indian to English translation gets a little tricky and kind of funny as hell.
Awesome.
Like, right in the middle of this like verse, I guess you want to call it, he holds a note making you think he's like the chorus is coming, you know what I mean? But nope, just some more of the verse. So he's going to tell you what people think of him. This is his credo, Brandon.
I hope so. I mean, it's not a song. It's his life.
Yeah, it's not even music. This is fucking like a...
I totally get what he's saying with that.
Yeah, it's a musical inception. It's music, but not really. It's his life.
If you live like that, do you know what people think about you?
Oh! Wow, he really goes for it.
Okay, real quick before you play the rest of that clip, you got any idea what a waste fellow is?
No, I'm trying to figure it out. I couldn't.
Or what the taste of this fellow means? I mean, I got a pretty good idea what that means, but that's probably not what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying?
This is easily the most overproduced song that has ever been brought to this show.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, the mix down of this thing is fucking horrible.
That's crazy.
There's no, like, it's one big jumbled mess of noise. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Let's continue on here. It scolds me that I neglect education. She don't know I got like real education. Way to rhyme education with education. That's some lazy bullshit.
His teacher is scolding him for, you know, not having an education, but little does she know, he collects the best education. He collects it.
That's all I got to say. And I want things that I am wasting my time. He don't know that he is wasting his time. My mother.
All right, I want to break something down for you real quick, Brandon. I've been thinking about this all day, right? This one particular part of this song has really, like, I've tried to get in my head on this thing. So in the song, the lyrics are, you know, his neighbor thinks that he's wasting his time, but Venu says that, little does he know, you're wasting your time, motherfucker. So he's wasting his time by telling Venu he's wasting his time, right?
Yes.
So it's like a neighbor feud inception or some shit. Like, it's so weird. I've been thinking about this shit all day, like, trying to figure that out. But here comes the female hype man again. She comes up three or four times. So, now she wants to know what Venu thinks of himself.
What the hell do you think of yourself?
Hey, hey, hey! I always search good
in bad. I also What the hell is up with that height? Like, that is the weirdest hype, man.
I think that's his wife. There's not a lot on Wikipedia about Venu Malish, but from what Wikipedia says, that's his wife in the song.
Okay. Yeah. But, like, hype men, you know, they usually get you into the song. They don't, like, ask you weird, retarded, prophetic questions about yourself. Like, hey, what do you think of yourself? And now, well, maybe, now I gotta take a break from the song to figure that out.
Yeah, maybe it's not. Maybe a hype man's maybe not the right word, but she's just a. I don't know.
She's just there.
Yeah, I really don't know what to call it. Maybe hype man's not even the right term for that. But, dude, you're getting ready to hear the most off-putting transition in music history today.
Okay.
It goes from, like, what you've been hearing to, dude, I can't even explain it. Like, it just, like, the timing, the transition is fucking ridiculous. But he's getting ready to tell you what he is in so many weird ways. The English transition of this part did not go very well, dude. Like, this is the... Play the clip. Play the clip.
Okay, no one can look, or no one's looking at the video but me. But when he said that, they cut to his wife or whoever she is, and the look on her face was like, "Oh God, you should do that again."
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yes. He searches for the good and the bad, and the bad and the good, Brandon.
He's a very good bad boy.
A very good bad boy.
A very good bad boy. Well, I don't like the kids' lover line.
Okay. So he's a daydreamer, a night worker, a risk taker, a self-blamer, a brain eater, a heart stealer, a mind reader, a truth finder, a smart cheater, a painkiller, a good teacher, a perfect learner, a backbencher. I don't know what the fuck that is either. A new censor. Have no idea what that is. Yeah, the kids lover is kind of weird. A soul builder. And you stopped it at the funniest part, but...
I am very anger.
He's very anger. Yes, he's very anger.
Well, this is ridiculous. Like, I like this part of this song, but the transition is very jarring. It's almost as if this was three or four different songs that he just tried to put together as a medley.
The way it sounds, it is, but it's all supposed to be the same song. These guys, I'm telling you, the mix right. down of this thing is fucking horrible. Like, it's the same song. It's just not transitioned well. Like, the instruments don't line up correctly or something. I don't know what it is. It stops abruptly from one and starts anew.
And I like that part. I didn't like the kid lover line, but I like that part.
Yeah, I spent the other half of the day trying to figure out what some of these were. Like, what the fuck is a backbencher? Still haven't
we'll
figured that
know.
Out yet. Yeah, I have no idea. But the female hype man's getting ready to come up again.
All right.
Just some, so she asked him what he wants to convey to everybody, right? Like, what's your final message here? And this is probably some of the most solid advice through this whole fucking song. Like, it makes
the
most sense.
Oh, great.
It makes the most sense out of all of it.
Excellent.
I'm a routine changer.
Start a new chapter.
Okay. So, what do you want to convey everyone?
Just leave everyone. Believe only one. If you don't like anyone, leave alone.
Just leave everyone. Believe only one. If you don't like anyone, leave alone.
Na 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 na.
What? Okay, sound advice.
Yeah, if you don't like everyone, just live alone. Yeah, that solves all your problems.
That works. Oh, my God. I paused that some na-na-nas. Okay.
Yeah, it's just like filler na na na's and la la la's. It's not that.
Is that how the song ends?
No. Well, I want you to stop it at like 4 minutes dead money, right?
Okay.
Because the rest of this clip is just some la la la's and some na na na's, just some filler shit. But this is one of the weirdest outros you're getting ready to hear. It's going to come up in a second or two. But this man has poured his heart out and told you what kind of person he is and bared it all to tell you what he's going to tell you at the very end. So play this till the very end and just, it blows my mind.
All right.
Don't believe me. I'm a true liar.
What?
Yeah, don't believe nothing he just said. He's been lying this whole time.
Wow, okay. I mean, that's one way to end it.
Yeah.
So I guess the song isn't his life?
Yeah. It's not a song, then it is, then it isn't, then it's just he's lying this whole fucking time.
Holy shit, that's something
like
else,
a music,
man.
It's like a musical inception, Brandon. It's super weird.
Yeah.
But that was Venu Malish with It's My Life, Whatever I Want to Do.
Wow, okay. That was fun, I'll give you that.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's bad, but it's a good bad.
Holy shit. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a terrible song, but that's a fucking jam. I'll get on board with that one.
Yeah. He's like the Indian Bo Daddy. You know what I'm saying? He's like the Indian Bo Daddy Harris.
Well, Red, that was cute.
That was cute.
That was cute.
Here comes the napalm.
I was gifted this glorious piece of music from a listener, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, they messaged us over on the website. Someone by the name of Shar. Thank you, Shar, whoever you are for this. But I'm going to take you all the way to South Korea, Red.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. We are
diving into this K-pop, Brandon?
You are goddamn right it's K-pop.
Wow.
Now, this song is... I was 100%... worried about bringing this to the show. Full disclosure, this is something special. I was concerned that by bringing this song, I would break Shitty Song of the Week, that we would instantly have to give up for the rest of the year because there's no point in continuing. This is an absolute train wreck. And I said it's K-pop, but when you hear it, you're not going to believe me.
Okay.
So, the name of this band is Rura.
Okay.
Now, I know it's a little racist me saying that, but I feel like you have to pronounce it that way. So, I'm just going to.
All right.
It's R-O-O apostrophe R-A, if you guys are looking to look them up. But okay. They are a fairly huge K-pop band in South Korea. Now, I have an example of what they usually do to give you an idea of what this band is. Because you're going to listen to this song and go, Brandon, this is bullshit. You didn't bring a pop song with you. So,
well, I don't think we necessarily said whether it's got to be pop or not. I don't think.
No, we didn't. But you said that you had a pop song. So I kind of wanted to go in the same vein.
Yeah.
So,
I get it. Yep.
This first clip is a song called 3!4!
Okay.
3, 4! So, extremely upbeat, very popish, kind of catchy, you're like, it's a shit song, but you know, you can bop your head to that.
Wait a minute, that's the intro?
No, that's just an example. That's just a little clip of what they usually do.
Oh, okay.
To show you that I brought an actual K-pop band.
Gotcha. Yep, I gotcha.
Okay. So, the actual song that I'm bringing from them is called Luna, parentheses, Why I Can't Sleep, Part 3.
You're not even going to bring Part 1 or 2? Come on.
No, I looked for Parts 1 and 2. They don't exist.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, I went down a fucking Rura rabbit hole when I was given this fucking song. And this is easily one of the most unique pieces of music that I've ever heard. I've never heard anything like it before. It's they don't speak English. There's like three words of English in this song, but the rest of it's in Korean. But that's okay, Red, because they speak one of the universal languages. So they speak the language.
Wait a minute, a universal language? I thought the universal language is love, right?
Yeah, but, you know, in this case, it's complete and utter sadness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everyone can understand sadness, especially at the lengths that Rura gives you. So this is going to start off with, God, I don't even know how to begin with this. It's just going to start off. And it really sets the mood for the rest of the track.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right.
My kid. Yoga.
What?
Yep, that was the sound of four Korean people slowly sobbing over the track "Auld Lang Syne." That you know that song that they sing at New Year's.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this song has got a couple of public domain references that are oddly placed in it, like that one.
Hmm.
But, yeah, so, you know, they're upset. They're crying. That's, you know, that's whatever. You'd think, okay, the music it's starting to ramp up. I can hear a beat getting ready to go off in the background. So they got to stop crying, right?
You would think.
You would think. Have you ever heard of cry singing?
No.
Yeah, you're about to.
I'm done. What the fuck, dude?
I told you I'd break the show with this one.
This would be way more interesting if I knew what the fuck they were saying. When I said foreign, I mean, come on. I didn't mean like literally foreign.
I'm glad that you said that, Red, because, you know, I'm aware that there's a bit of a language barrier here. So I did a lot of research on this song, looking up the lyrics to this. Now, this was extremely difficult to find because this isn't written. The song title isn't written in English. So I had to translate the title first from Korean. And then from there, I had to find the lyrics. And I kid you not, I found 7 different versions of the lyrics to this one song.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's... I'm assuming a lot of it is because it's like shit that's lost in translation from English to Korean.
Right.
But I decided to take one of the closest sounding ones and have our friend and official Shitty Song of the Week translator, Teresa.
Oh, see, dude, what?
I asked her if she would do a reading of these lyrics for you, and she delivered for us. So, again, they might not be 100% accurate with the translation, but this is what Google had given me when I researched for these.
How can I tell the world that I'm 3 years younger? My heart is right at this moment, Mikey Youngbook. I'm more worried about it. Yes, I'm 3 years younger, but my heart is too wide. I'm going to send you a cool goodbye. But we got married as soon as I let you go. How it's been a while since we broke up. I still wanted to meet you. I studied the little feelings that remain with us. I thought that I couldn't leave. We met every day. We talked about love. And even shared our future. Why are you enjoying the memories of that time with another man now? I don't know when I'll stop crying. I can't stop crying. I can't stop crying now. Please stop crying. It's so unfair. I can't stop it.
Dude, please, what?
Mikey, Duck, Youngbook, I can't stop.
The best that I can gather from those lyrics alone is that this song is about a man who lost his girlfriend, or his wife, I'm sorry, to another man who was 3 years older than him, and that's why he is upset.
I can't compete with that.
You had to say that you had Shitty Song of the Year.
I mean, yeah, dude, what? I mean, come on.
We haven't even gotten to the chorus yet, Red.
Yeah, dude, I mean, oh my god.
Just wait, the core, because if you think it gets any better, now that you know the context of the lyrics, it doesn't.
Of course not.
Yeah, but here's the chorus for you. 내가 세 살 어려 하지만 마음은 너무 넓어 멋있게 보내줄 거야 제가
That's not even lyrics, dude. Come on. There's no way they fucking just said something. There's no way.
No, of course not. He just cried for 30 seconds. And I think it's, look, I know they're Korean, but even I think that that's a little racist the way that they're crying. It's almost like if you asked me to do an impression of them doing it, that's how it would sound.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I came very unprepared for this.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
So, Red, we are only halfway through this.
Fuck you, Brandon.
this is amazing. I love this shit. It's so fucking horrible. But, okay, so we heard Auld Lang Syne in the beginning of this. Now prepare to hear Here Comes the Bride.
그런데 내가 보내 주자마자 결혼을 말했어요. 어떻게 헤어진 지 얼마나 됐다고.
Honestly, that's the most confusing part of this whole song.
I don't even know what to fucking say. Like, what am I supposed to comment on?
You have no idea how badly I wish we did a video show right now just to see the look on your face.
This doesn't, I mean, there's nothing to comment on here. Like, what am I supposed to comment on? The way he's crying?
Yeah.
This is the most absurd thing I've ever fucking heard, Brandon.
Yeah, I know. Look, I wouldn't have brought it if it all, like, This is the first time I've ever heard someone legitimately bawling their eyes out while simultaneously deciding to sing a song to you. You have children, Red. You know what, when they cry hysterically and they're trying, but you, he said this and, yeah, and then yeah, I yeah. said, yeah, yeah, that's what this is, but to music.
I'm not going to lie, Brandon. This borderlines the fucking Blue Pants ringtone. I'm not going to lie.
I told you I would break the show with this song, that it wouldn't be fair. I said this.
I mean, yeah, dude, that, I mean, you might as well like just play this song. Like, my song's not even fucking like worth even fucking going through.
That's why you went first.
This is, I mean, like, if Blue Pants winds up coming back, which I'm just got a pretty fucking strong chance in coming back, this is what it should go against. This is what it should go against.
Yeah, I agree. There isn't much, like, there's a lot of shit on our roster that we can go through that would be good for Shitty Song of the Year, but it's hard to beat this. I know that when we get off mic, we're going to have a discussion about whether or not this should be a Patreon episode or not.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know about this, Brandon.
Yeah, but we still haven't got to the second verse.
There's not even been a first verse.
Sure there was. You heard the words.
Yeah, I heard the... That's what I heard. That's what I heard. I didn't hear a verse.
Well, it doesn't get any better.
Of course it doesn't. Come on, man, really? This is absurd.
Now I'm just adding insult to injury.
Yeah, now it's just stupid.
Why? I'm definitely taking that why and adding it to the intro of the show.
I just don't get it, man. Like, I give up. You don't even have to play the rest. This is fucking stupid. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't need to do any more episodes for the rest of the year, Red. I did it. I ended the show. Shitty Song of the Week is over.
Now what am I going to do the rest of the year, Brandon? Fuck.
All right. Well, we still have a minute left of this.
Oh, my God.
And believe it or not, there is a second singer that comes in on this track.
Somebody else crying. Way to go.
용우야, 괜찮아. 얘나 상해봐. 그런데도 우리 그때서 괜찮은 그래도 내가 너무 좋아했었어. 매일같이 만나 사랑이길 나누고 우리도 괜찮은 웃었지. 난 지금 너는 다른 남자와 그때 당신의 추억을 지키는 거야. 내가 언제 이 눈을 그치게 될지.
That's how it ends.
That was a sad jerk, is what that was. That was a sad jerk off. That's what that was.
Well, I think that at the end of that, like, you got, I'll give him credit. There was actual structure to that one compared to yours. Like, you could tell that there were different parts to the song, and the last bit of it, where that female vocalist came in with even that little bit, it made it sound more musical than the rest of the track.
Wait a minute. Did you say yours was more structured than mine?
Yes.
Are you on drugs, Brandon?
Well, that's completely irrelevant.
I mean, there's okay. There's no structure to that at all. That was all crying and fucking what? Are you kidding me?
It was structured crying.
I said in the beginning of my song that there was no traditional structure.
Yep.
There were segments, let's call them, and intermissions with the fucking female hype lady or whatever, the female hype man. But that's some kind of structure. I said it was not traditional. That there's no way that you're, if y'all listening to this shit, if you believe that that fucking song that just played was more structured than the song that I brought, come on. That's the biggest crock of shit I have ever heard.
So thank you so much, Char, for introducing me to Harura.
Yeah, what? I don't know who the fuck Char or Shart or whatever the fuck their name is. But yeah, you can fuck off too. Right along with you, Brandon. That was the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Why?
That was, oh my God, dude. Really?
Oh my God. Yeah, I know we're about to have a serious discussion after the show.
Go to your room, Brandon. I'll be there in a minute.
Well, people, you know the drill. If you get to decide which one of these songs gets to move on, if you think, like, what was your guy's name? Vinesh?
Venu Malish.
Venu Malish. If you think Venu Malish with It's My Life, I'll Do What I Wanna?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever I wanna do. Okay.
Yeah.
If you think that was the shittier song this week, then vote for that. But, you know, otherwise, there's going to be a whole lot of crying going on at Shitty Song of the Year.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way.
I'm gonna edit that whole part out in post after this episode. We're going to be talking about it, and you're going to tell me to change it. It's going to be like, oh, yeah, go to Patreon and vote for this one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know where to go with this, Brandon.
Look, this isn't our fault, Red. This is the listener's fault. They wanted us to do international music. We put a vote out to them to see if it was acceptable for songs like this to be brought to Shitty Song of the Year, and they all agreed that it was fine. So this
no,
is
not songs like that. Not songs like that. That's not even a song.
Sure, I'm gonna it have is. To, I'm it's gonna Luna. Have to... Why I Can't Sleep, Part 3.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be why I can't sleep tonight. Exactly. I don't know, man.
Oh,
yeah, y'all
God.
Go vote for that shit, whatever it was. It's going to win hands fucking down. If I get one vote, I'll be surprised.
I'll vote for you, Red.
There's no fucking hope. There's no hope.
Yeah, look, nothing is sacred on this show anymore, Red. Nothing.
Yeah, and I don't think I like it. This is fucking retarded.
Yeah, look, there's a reason that we strayed away from doing international and foreign music, and this is why.
Well, I mean, Snooli Bulkus was fair. That's music. That's fucking hype, like stadium music from wherever the fuck they were from, Sweden or Denmark or wherever the fuck. That right there was noise and fuck yeah, dude. What I don't even know what else to say about that. Fuck that. That's retarded.
Well, I think that's a good place as any to wrap it up, Red.
Yeah, you're damn right it is.
Anything you want to plug before we call it? You are pissed.
Go to the Patreon. Patreon.com/SSOTW because that's probably where you're gonna find this fucking episode. Lots of bonus content, another new tier, just the podcast episodes, newly yeah. revamped show and shit, album reviews, dishonorable mentions, shit blankets, crossovers with Adam at Internet is a Toilet and all that good shit for only $1. Patreon.com/SSOTW.
Absolutely, but that's going to call for this week. So as always, this is Brandon.
And I'm Red.
Until next time.
Later.